Well, I've had quite a few conversations this week about wisdom and about Proverbs. Last Sunday morning on the way out the door, someone told me another great definition of wisdom that says this: the difference between knowledge and wisdom is that knowledge is knowing that tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. There you go. If you take nothing else away today, take that with you. And thank Judith for that after the service. Well, as has already been said, we're continuing on in our series of Proverbs and we're looking at ants and sluggards. Or perhaps more appropriately, what Proverbs is saying to us about taking initiative. Last Tuesday afternoon, a large number of people gathered here for a service of thanksgiving for Envoy George Hazel. Many of you were here. Throughout the afternoon, there were lots of stories that were told, as you would expect with such a service, but one that made me laugh was shared by George's nephew, Derek, when he said that his Uncle George had saved up all his $1 and $2 coins leading into the year 2000 or Y2K. For the younger people here this morning, there was a fear amongst some that perhaps the world would end or implode or explode or computers would crash or something terrible was going to happen when it clicked over to the 1st of January 2000. So Envoy George took initiative and saved his coins because at least he would have some money if this was to happen. But George wasn't the only one to take such precautions. If you look on the internet, you can read very fascinating and strange stories about what people did. One lady stocked up on an array of battery-operated lights, a chemical toilet, plenty of cash, sleeping bags, battery-operated emergency radio, a full tank of petrol and some camping gear. Not so strange if you're worried about what's going to happen. One teenager said that her parents kept her home from a party that they didn't want her to attend in the first place, just in case something happened. Another person wrote a book appropriately named Y2K Emergency Preparedness Handbook, which gave instructions to people as to what to do in case of an infrastructure failure and taught them how to be prepared rather than to panic. Well, Dave and I also took initiative, but around this time, but perhaps not in the way you would think, because I told Dave if the world was going to end, I wanted to be on holidays and I wanted to be in the happiest place on earth. And so when the world ticked over to the 1st of January 2000, I was in America, in Disneyland, literally on a ride, because I thought, what a great place to die if the world's going to end. Well, consequently, actually, I should just tell you, for those of you who weren't here, George had all these coins that he needed to use, and so he took some of his extended family to Sizzler for dinner and paid for the dinner with $1 and $2 coins, which I'm sure that Sizzler was thrilled about. But taking initiative, that's what he did. And at the risk of continually sounding like a dictionary, one definition of initiative is this: initiative is the power or opportunity to act or take charge before others do. Go to the ant, you sluggard, take initiative. Don't wait for others or wait until it's too late. Take a lesson from the ants, it says in the New Living Translation, you lazy bones, learn from their ways and become wise. The writer of Proverbs is saying if you want to become wise, learn about initiative. Perhaps become diligent. Look at the ant. The ant doesn't sit around wondering what it should be doing, waiting for someone to tell it what to do. It just does it. I looked up some things about ants, again, online. Feel free to do that. I didn't want to bore you with that. But they don't really have a boss, ants. They're proactive and they look after themselves. Well, as I've been thinking about this over the last couple of weeks and thinking about taking initiative, I've been relating it more to my personal life than to my work or my ministry. And I thought that I would just share with you this morning four areas where I believe that for me it's been really important to take initiative, to be proactive, to take care of myself. And the first one, which won't surprise you at all, is spiritual, my spiritual life. Sarah and I have been talking a lot about this recently, and I cannot overemphasize enough the importance of being of taking initiative in your own spiritual journey. Obviously, if you are here today, or if you've watched online, or you're watching online later, whatever you're doing, then you're being proactive in your spiritual journey. But what else are you doing? There's so much more to this than just coming and sharing together in corporate worship. For me, there's a need to pray, to seek God, to read scripture, to share with others. And when I do these things, I find that I'm a better person and I live a life that is more God-honoring. At the end of Mark chapter 8, Jesus is teaching the disciples, and it's actually where he's predicting his own death, and he asks them, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? If you have everything but your soul, your spiritual life is not in order, then you don't have everything. One area that I'm really passionate about in my spiritual life and taking initiative is following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I shared with some of the young adults last weekend during soldiership classes, salvo classes, what this means for me. And you know, sometimes when I'm driving along, I'm walking along, perhaps when I'm just even at home, someone comes to my mind completely out of the blue. And for me, that can be a prompting from the Holy Spirit. And if that happens, then I might get on the phone and call them, send them a text, perhaps drop around and see them, put a note in the mail, send them an email, take initiative on what is this prompting that's happening. Sometimes the Spirit prompts you to give something or do something for someone, like drop over a meal to a family, perhaps give them some money, give them a book that you feel might help them in their journey. If you feel led to do this, then I want to encourage you to do it. I can tell you of a time almost 20 years ago when someone turned up at our house on their way home from work. Someone from the corps that we were at the time, and this person was a leader. And he said that he was driving home from work and he felt compelled to go and get us, that's Dave and I, some money and to drop it over here that particular evening. And he said, it felt like I needed to give you this amount of money and I have no idea why I have to do this. Well, Dave and I knew why. Our son, Noah, who is 20, was having surgery the next day as a one-year-old. And the amount that this person dropped off to us was the exact out-of-pocket expenses that we were going to have to pay the next day for Noah's surgery. Follow the promptings. Take initiative in your relationship with God. The second area that I believe it's important to take initiative is your emotional well-being, your emotional health. Now, I'm no expert in this area, but from a lived experience, I know the importance of taking care of my emotional health. And I also know that so many of these things are linked together. Perhaps in order to take initiative in this space, you might need to remove yourself from some relationships. You might need to stop talking so negatively about yourself or beating yourself up, as the saying says. You might need to get off social media for a while. You might need to connect in a real and genuine community. You might need to pray more, to meditate on God. In Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I love these verses, and they were given to me when I was commissioned as a Salvation Army officer. Someone who knew me well gave them to me. And sometimes, in order to be emotionally healthy, you have to take the initiative to guard your heart and your mind. Sometimes we can't do this in our own strength. And it's okay for us to bring everything to God, to lay it all before God. It's okay to find someone you trust and to share with them. In fact, it's more than okay to do this. This is taking initiative. One of the greatest gifts that the Salvation Army has given to officers in the last couple of years is mandatory pastoral supervision. We are required, all active officers within the Salvation Army are required to meet with a supervisor every month for about an hour. And in this we find support, advice, accountability, and it's fantastic. And there's no shame in it because we're taking care of ourselves. There's no shame in taking initiative because if we don't do it, who will? I don't know how many of you are reading along in the book of Proverbs with me. Is anyone reading Proverbs at the moment? Good work, everybody. Now, has anybody read Proverbs 14 today? I said because of the 14th day of the month, I'm going to read 14. Well, I read Proverbs 14 this morning, and from the New Living Translation, I read this. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. This is where they're linked. A peaceful heart leads into a healthy physical body, which takes me to my next point. How important it is that we take initiative in our own physical health and well-being. You know, I have this conversation with different people a couple of times a week because I'm a huge advocate for taking care of yourself. In fact, after taking initiative in my spiritual life, I would say this would be the second area for me that is the most important. And I can go on and on and on and on about the benefits that this has had for me. Because when I take initiative in the health of my spiritual life and my physical life, then so many other areas fall into place. I know this is not true for everyone, but this is my experience. I read an article recently that said in the past, doctors treated diseases without considering the mental health components. But now we understand that mental and physical health are related. And because mental and physical health are so closely connected and often cannot be separated, treating and managing some of the most common chronic conditions includes changing our behaviours. To ensure you're doing the most that you can for your health, the article said, make sure that you're participating in activities like exercise, in healthy eating, in work and life balance, and in seeing a doctor if you need to. Now, I'm not saying run 10 kilometres a day, like my crazy husband has done this morning in the name of the PR department. He has been at the City to Surf where they are raising money for the Salvation Army. But I'm saying take care of yourself. Do what you need to be healthy. Don't be a sluggard, but rather take initiative. And the final area is financial. Whether you have a little or you have a lot or somewhere in between, we ought to be good stewards with what we have. Apparently, money is the number one issue that couples argue about, and it is in the top five cited reasons for people getting divorced. You would only need to spend a day or two here in this building throughout the week to see what our MoneyCare financial counsellors work through on a daily basis and to see why it's important to take initiative in this space. Don't be frivolous. Don't be stingy. Find a middle ground. Seek God. Seek help from experts if you need it. And if you do need help, come and speak to me and I can put you in touch confidentially with our financial counsellors here. They do amazing work. You know, Jesus spoke about money and possessions and he cautioned that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Again, it links back to our spiritual life, the importance of taking initiative in our spiritual life that then flows on to all these other areas. Don't be lazy with your money. Be wise. But why? Why do we want to go to the ant and learn from the ant? Why do we want to take initiative? You know, to be perfectly honest, some days being a sluggard doesn't sound that bad. Laying around, they don't do a lot, do they? Sleeping, resting. Why wouldn't we want to do that? Solomon says that if we learn from the ant, we are wise. He isn't just offering us guidance so that we'll avoid destruction and death, but rather in avoiding the plight of the sluggard, we're actually being liberated to be all that God has designed us to be. If we take care of ourselves, if we take initiative, then we find freedom. I'm not saying work yourself to death. Not saying don't have any downtime, no relaxing time. I'm saying look after yourself. Look after these areas of your life, whatever areas you need to. Take initiative and be wise. Whatever you do, it says in Colossians 3 verse 23, work at it with all your heart as if working for the Lord, not for men. I want to conclude with this final thought. I read this week that the epitome of one who takes initiative is God himself. When the world was in a bad state, and really it still is, he responded by taking the initiative, but by bridging the gap between himself and people. He responded with love and a plan. He took initiative, and this is how much God loved the world. He gave his son, his one and only son. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. A life of fullness. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help to put the world right again. So what is it that you perhaps need to put right again in your life? What initiative do you need to take? Where do you need to act or take charge before somebody else does for you? Whatever it is, I would encourage you not to hesitate, to don't delay, don't wait. Seek God, decide now, and be proactive. Shall we pray? God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the wisdom that we find in these proverbs. And though, Lord, we wouldn't often think to look at ants and sluggards, Lord, we do thank you for this reminder today that we need to look at the ant and to follow their ways so that we too can be wise, so that we too can be the people that you created us to be. Lord, we thank you that you took initiative and that you sent Jesus to this earth, that he came, that we can have life and have it to its fullest, that Jesus came to bridge the gap between us and you. Lord, help us to be proactive in our spiritual life, in looking after our souls. Help us to take care of all other areas in our life as well. Lord, teach us how to do this better, I pray, in your name. Amen.